Hi, everyone. It's me, Tariq Bibi. Welcome to another healing call on our Thrive Now community healing circle. So today we're actually working on the root chakra. So let's just take a minute, as we always like to do, and take a minute quietly in your mind. Set your intention for today's call, because we are all infinitely powerful universes inside of a body coming together and co-creating something very special. So every single one of us, all our loving higher self intentions infused into this vortex will make it even that much more powerful and transformational and miraculous. So let's take a minute to get grounded, get cozy, get comfortable, and set your intention for what you would like to get out of today's call. And today's call, again, is focusing on our root chakra. Wonderful. Okay, so again, make sure you're grounded, feet are uncrossed, arms are open and receptive. Allow yourself to just get into a cozy, relaxed place, position, state, eyes closed. Let's take 3 conscious, deep belly breaths, starting now at your own pace. Wonderful. So the way this series is going to progress, the way we're going to do these chakra healings, we're going to do one every single month. So this month we're starting with the root chakra. Next month we're going to do the second chakra with relationships, power chakra next month, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the crown chakra, third eye chakra. So it's going to be a full system upgrade. So by the end of the 7 months, all our chakras will be fully balanced, healed, and aligned. And then any time in the future, if you feel like you're finding yourself stuck in some of those blockages and those challenges, you go back to the audio, re-listen to it, bring it back into divine alignment. So starting now, if you would like an infinity healing, which is the highest form of healing, because we're connecting straight to source energy, through your higher self, your higher self is deciding exactly what to do for you specifically. You might need something very specific to your life experiences, your childhood experiences, your ancestral experiences, your past life experiences, your genetics, your cellular memory, the cords, the agreements you might have done in past lives. We don't need to know all that information. We just know that there's a whole lot of stuff beneath the surface, and your higher self sees it clearly. It knows exactly what's going on. It knows exactly what to do. So between your higher self knowing exactly what to do for you specifically today during the call for the root chakra, and between receiving all that we can from source energy, from the universe, from God's energy, that is how the infinity healing works. And that's why people are able to have breakthroughs pretty fast. So what we're going to do is throughout every single call, we're going to have the infinity healing running throughout it. So if you'd like an infinity healing, source energy to connect you through your higher self starting now, and to continuously, every time you listen to this recording, starting now and during today's live call, that you will receive exactly what is for your highest good in accordance with your higher self as a healing, as a shift, as a transmutation, cutting cords, whatever needs to happen relating to root chakra. If you'd like that, say yes. Okay. Now, if there's any part of you that is not able to receive the maximum during today's call, if you would like an infinity healing to clear everything in the way of you being able to receive the maximum right now and throughout the call, if you'd like that, say yes. So we have to clear this first. And if there's any part of you that is blocking you from being able to release the maximum during today's call, sometimes we're holding on to things because it's always been there, we've become attached to them, etc. If you'd like an infinity healing to clear that, just say yes, so you can release with ease, with grace, completely, permanently. Sometimes we also release it and then we bring it back somehow. So, and as soon as we release it, we're immediately replacing it with what is for our highest good, the highest vibration that our body can receive. Okay. And now, if there's any part of you that is resisting, interfering with, getting in the way of, sabotaging yourself from being able to experience your ultimate transformation, to receive all that you desire, to release all that you desire, to manifest all that you desire, to make the best of this call, if there's anything getting in the way of that, would you like an infinity healing to monitor that and for it, your higher self to do everything that it knows to do to make sure that that's out of the way, to make sure that the mind knows what's going on so it feels like it's safe for it to experience this? If you'd like that, just say yes. Yes. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, so now let's connect to the light. So, just visualize above your head this beautiful golden liquid light pouring down to the top of your head from the divine, from source, from God, from the universe, pouring down to the top of your head, the crown chakra, going down into the third eye, your face, ears, eyes, nose, mouth, down into your neck, spreading into your shoulders, just letting go of all that heaviness, all the stress, letting it go, transmuting it. Let it go down into your left arm, right arm. Let it go down your upper back, down the spine, to your lower back. Let it go down to your heart space. Let this golden liquid light energy now go down into your power chakra. Let it go down to your belly. Let this beautiful golden liquid light energy now go down into your root chakra. And starting now, would you like an infinity healing for your root chakra? If you like that, say yes. So a specific infinity healing, everything that is possible on all, in all space-time and dimensions, on all levels, for source and your higher self to do everything they know to do for your root chakra, starting now. Letting this energy now go down to your hips, down your thighs, your knees, ankles, feet, your toes, and from your feet, which is really important because that's how we ground ourselves, part of the root chakra healing we're going to do today, just really being able to connect to Mother Earth, connect to the ground beneath us, and connect to the core of Mother Earth. So right now we're connecting to the core of Mother Earth, and let our higher selves absorb the energy from the core of Mother Earth into our bodies, absorb the energy from source into our bodies, and let our higher selves activate and light up our divine heart, divine loving energy, and let all three energies spread throughout our whole body, into every cell in our body, every organ, all bodies, our physical body, emotional body, spiritual body, etherical body, in all space, time, and dimensions, raising our vibrations higher, higher, filling our auric field, sealing it if needed, spreading it throughout the whole room that we're in, the whole city that we're in, raising the vibration higher and higher and higher, spreading throughout the whole country that we're in, the whole planet that we're in. and even past the planet, let it spread throughout the whole universe and throughout the whole infinite. Raising our vibrations higher and higher throughout today's call, just automatically your higher self will continuously raise our higher self will continue to raise our vibrations higher and higher throughout this call, because the higher the vibration, the faster the transformation, and the bigger the manifestation. Beautiful. And from this state that you're in now, any of our challenges that we had before, instead of us feeling like a tiny little ant that was thrown into a bonfire, now we feel more like we're this infinite vast ocean, and our challenge is a little tiny match that's falling into the ocean, into us, so we easily engulf it and transmute it, because we're bigger than our problems. Okay. Wonderful. So we're just asking now to our higher selves. Each person needs maybe a specific group of beings. Our higher selves can bring forth the perfect beings that are perfect for us, whether they're from the ascended masters like Jesus, Buddha, whether it's from the angelic kingdom like Archangel Michael and Raphael, whether it's from the dolphin kingdom, they're one of the highest consciousness on our planet, whether it's the crystal kingdom, connecting to the energies of the crystals, the sacred sites on our planet. And with the crystals, we're inviting the energy of hematite, which is specifically a crystal you can get for your root chakra healing. So we don't need to have it there physically, because we're everything and everyone, every place all the time. So we're literally connecting to its energy and receiving its blessings and its healings. The energy of Mother Earth, of the planets and the star systems and the suns that are out there, connecting to all that is for our highest good. So having them all present here and receiving all that we can from them as well. Okay, now we're going to get into the individual healing. So the magic word is yes. What happens when you say yes is like the whole universe, source, God, your guides and angels, everything that we talked about is right there ready to perform. Like if you can imagine you're in a hospital, they're about to perform surgery on you, but it's on an energy, it's an energetic healing, and they need your consent, right? So when you say yes, you're giving the thumbs up, you're saying yes with my power, with my free will, I'm saying yes. But your higher self will only receive that which is for your highest good. So that's a protective mechanism. If there's anything I say that might be really powerful and good, but for some reason your higher self doesn't want to receive it, it will automatically reject it and automatically receive only that which is for your highest good. If you like that, say yes. Beautiful. Okay, so here we go, guys. Root chakra. We're growing up. We're little children. We're growing up, and you know, did we have a lot of love growing up? Did we feel supported growing up? Did we feel like, you know, mom and dad, you know, loved us and they cared for us, nurtured us? Because when we do receive that, that sticks into the root chakra, and it helps us feel loved, taken care of, cared for, so that when we're a lot older, many years later, we're still manifesting a reality where now our family, our husband, wives, friends, partners, life itself, the universe, even what we project onto God, we still feel we're getting that love, that support, that nurturing, that care. And if we grew up and we had so much provided for us, everything we needed was provided for us, then we will manifest that into our current reality. But if the opposite was true, if we grew up not feeling super loved, if we, you know, we thought mom didn't love us, dad didn't love us, they weren't there for us, we didn't get the nurturing we wanted, if everyone else got stuff and we didn't, if mom and dad had like scarcity issues, you know, like not enough money and fighting about money and working really hard and struggling and just surviving, just getting by. So it encoded itself into our root chakra, into our programming, into our belief systems, which is now, it's not, a lot of us are like, why are we experiencing this life where there's struggle and scarcity and all that? And it's just like it got imprinted into our root chakra. So now, whether you're aware of it or not, whether you're awake or you're asleep, 24/7, every second of every day, you are a transmitter. You're transmitting to the universe for you to create a reality that's based on what got imprinted into your energy field. So we're going to reprogram that now. We're going to reprogram it so that now we start transmitting to the universe what is for our highest good, what it is that we desire. And even though we grew up not feeling supported, loved, cared for, which might be the case, we can reprogram that. Okay? So, here we go. So, would you like an infinity healing for Source, God, Universe to reprogram our upbringing, our childhood, our root chakra, so that it does feel like it's it is infinitely supported, loved, cared for, that all that it desires is right there in abundance, that everything it needs is more than enough for everyone to go around, etc. So if you'd like that, just say yes. And letting your higher self connect to your inner child, connect to your childhood, connect to your mind, and show it what was actually going on in all those experiences where it thought something otherwise. So from the highest perspective, what was actually going on, we can assume a lot of things as kids, you know. If dad would go out and work his butt off to make sure that, you know, we had food on the table and a roof over our heads, but never told us, I love you. The child could assume dad didn't love the child, but maybe the father doing that was the father's way of saying, I love you. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we assume, and then there's stuff that it's like very clear, like that really happened, and I'm not just assuming it, that this really happened. So either way, there's still that highest perspective that can override the way the mind saw it, the way the inner child saw it, and we're asking the higher self to show it every single one of those experiences. What was actually going on? Download the lessons, clear the karma, show it from the highest perspective what's going on. What was going on? Okay, so it sees it from the highest perspective. And allow the higher self to download into our beings now. First of all, to delete all lesson love belief systems, programs in our DNA, genetics, past lives, all space, time, and dimensions, ancestral, anything that we have that's stopping us from thriving, from feeling super loved and supported and taken care of, etc. If you'd like that, say yes. Okay, and then also to download into our beings new neurological pathways, new belief systems, new programs, new perspectives, perceptions, releasing all judgments relating to thriving and having so much love and support, feeling grounded, all the things related to the root chakra. If you'd like that, say yes. Okay. And sharing this healing with our inner child, our children, our parents, our ancestors, and all past lives, future lives, parallel lives. If you'd like that, say yes. Wonderful. So a specific infinity healing anywhere where we're not allowing ourselves to feel grounded, if we're too much in the head, if we're too much in the higher realms. It's beautiful that we're in the higher realms. Such a gift. Some people can't even do that. So it's amazing that we have that, but our job is not, we're not here to escape it and go up there. We're here to bring what's up there and manifest it into this realm. That's what we're here to do. So it's amazing to be here and there. Like, look at cats. They're great at doing that. They're here, and then they're also there. But they're very physically here as well. Otherwise, they'll be falling off, you know, whenever they try to jump on things, they'll be falling off. But they don't most of the time. Okay. So to really feel super grounded, like a big mountain, nothing's going to budge that big mountain, like a big old tree. Nothing's going to budge that old tree. It's super grounded into the earth. Having that presence wherever you go, you're just the way you stand, the way you ground yourself, etc. Okay. Any of us that don't feel comfortable being here, we're like, why are we here on the planet? All the traumas that came with us being here on this planet, the density of it, the birth, being birthed here from being in this infinite, vast being into like a tiny little body, clearing the trauma of that, learning the lessons of that, feeling comfortable being in this body and on this planet. If you'd like an infinity healing for that, just say yes. Okay. Like we talked about earlier, if we didn't feel supported, if we didn't feel loved, if we didn't feel cared for, taken care of, if you'd like an infinity healing to shift that right now so that we feel infinitely supported every second of every day, and that's what we're transmitting, and that's what we're expecting, and that's what we're getting. If you like that, say yes. Yes. Okay, so everything to do with early childhood, from conception, because you could imprint stuff from conception. You could be in your mom's womb and still have these, you know, she might be arguing with her husband, with your dad about money, and like anything from conception till seven and beyond that got imprinted into your being. We're asking for that to be transmuted and to be replaced with what is for your highest good relating to the root chakra. If you like that, say yes. Okay, so with the root chakra, when you talk to someone and they have a very clear vision, this is what I'm here to do, this is how I'm doing it, this is one of my businesses, it's a solid, structured vision and business, you know, that's a grounded person. You know that even their vision is grounded. So what we don't want are these flaky ideas or these ideas that are just, you know, a fantasy. They're always in our imagination. We want to materialize that and bring that into the physical. So if you'd like an infinity healing to materialize, to physically make it a strong, stable, clear, materialized vision of your, whether it's a business goal or a career or just a vision for what you want to do for your life, if you'd like an infinity healing for that, just say yes. Okay. Solid. Beautiful. So here, this just came to me. So think of, you know, these families that do like the movie business, you know, just like a lot of these wealthier families, they don't think short-term survival because that's what we were taught from our parents, survival, struggle, just get by month to month. But then a lot of wealthier people, they ask themselves the question, it's like, what am I going to leave as a legacy for three generations down the road? So would you like an infinity healing to get you to start thinking that way, to start because when you're thinking on that level, you're telling the universe, you know, not just for me, I'm doing this for like the planet. I'm doing this for four generations down. And because you're communicating to it on that level, it's going to respond to you on that level, and it's going to make sure those, you know, the day-to-day stuff is taken care of because you're thinking way beyond that. If you'd like an infinity thing for that, say yes. Anywhere where we're not comfortable being in our own skin, we hate our bodies, we want out of our bodies, you know, we might abuse our bodies somehow, et cetera. If you'd like an infinity healing for that, say yes. Okay, so this is the one that almost all of us talk about. So money, scarcity, survival, and struggle. So if you'd like an infinity healing for Source, God, Universe, through your higher self to do all that they know to do that is for your highest good relating to any money challenges, any scarcity issues, survival issues, struggle issues, if you'd like an infinity healing to clear that, say yes. And when you're saying yes to infinity healing, it's automatically releasing what needs to be released and downloading into your being what is for your highest good. So the highest way of being, the highest vibrations that we can handle. Okay, let's take a deep belly breath and release. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. So we want our default setting now to be placed on thriving. Think higher chakras. For the longest time, I remember being stuck in the lower chakras. It was like struggle, survival, barely getting by, very little money, few hours at work, barely have a room in a home to rent out. Like, you know, just survival, getting by, feeling alone, just me against the world. Like, these are definitely symptoms of root chakra imbalances. So we want, that was the default setting. Now we're inviting ourselves to have our default setting be on the higher chakras, the connection to source, the heart chakra with the overflow of love coming in and out. Whereas, you know, the lower ones, it's like, I need someone to love me, I need some food to survive, I need, you know, that other energy. We're shifting from that, and our default is going to be on thriving, abundance, okay? Instead of, you know, focusing on not what we don't have, we're focusing on what we do have. Instead of victim consciousness, it's creator consciousness, God consciousness. Okay, shifting from all that victim stuff from childhood. Having the default to be on the higher chakras. And if we ever slip back into that primal survival, fight or flight, would you like an infinity healing for your higher self to immediately bring you back into the higher chakras? If you like that, say yes. So that's like an automatic thing that will start happening in the future. Okay, we're shifting it. We're bringing it back into the divine blueprint. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. A lot of us, when we have stuff going on in the root chakra, we also tend to have challenges in our lower back, in our hips, knees, legs, etc. So if you notice that was a pattern for you or is a pattern for you, that's a good sign that there's, it might be connected to the root chakra. So if you'd like an infinity healing for lower back, hips, and all the way down, if you'd like an infinity healing for that, just say yes. Okay, with the lower back, if you have any suppressed anger, suppressed emotions from childhood, you know, you wanted to scream, but you kept it in, you know, someone kept pushing your buttons and you just wanted to react, but you kept it in, would you like an infinity healing to just transmute these suppressed energies and emotions or find a healthy way for you to express them out in a way that transmutes it or is a positive expression of it? If you like it, say yes. Okay. So at the base of your spine, there's, they call it the coiled serpent. So energetically, it looks like a coiled serpent, and that's where our kundalini energy is, and that's where our vitality, if you find yourself kind of feeling depleted, kind of like in a zombie mode, I mean, there's a million things that help, that are not helping that we have that play into that, but definitely what we can do is energetically bring that kundalini energy, awaken, let it, you know, let your higher self do what it needs to do for the kundalini, so your life force, vitality, energy spreading throughout your whole body into every cell in your body, and this is what keeps us feeling youthful and young, which a lot of us in the spiritual community, we're great at doing that. You know, whatever age we are, just subtract 10 or 20, and that's how we're living, how we're being, so we're very much connected to this kundalini, so just make sure that it's spreading throughout the whole body, balanced, harmonized, divine masculine, feminine, up the spine. Whatever your higher self would like to do for your kundalini, starting now, if you like that, say yes. And any time in the future for all these healings, whenever we listen to them, you'll get exactly what you need. If it's a tune-up, if it's a upgrade, if it's a download, whatever it may be. Wonderful. Okay, let's take a deep belly breath and release. So clearing anything interfering with us feeling infinitely, you know, our life force energy spreading throughout our whole being, our vitality, even our immunity. If you find yourself not being able with a weak immune system, or that also is part of it. And notice the pattern if you have this. So like, you're in an experience, you're in a situation, an experience, and there's a confrontation, and it's like, I'll either fight this person somehow, or I'm going to fly. I'm going to fight or flight. I'm going to attack this person or run away, either or. And if you find that keeps happening more and more in your life, you know, if it's a pattern that's been there, that's probably root chakra as well. So if you'd like an infinity healing to finally shift out of this fight or flight way of being, if you'd like that, say yes. And to shift it up into higher ways of being. So whatever the highest way of being would be. And just in general, these, you know, this this way of being, this like it's almost like we have this animalistic nature of that's keeping us stuck in those old ways, those old primitive ways, primal ways. So just to have that all upgraded, because we're shifting, 2014, you know, we're ascending, we're going into our higher states. So would you like your default to be in the higher states? And anytime you slip back into those lower ones, would you like your higher self to bring you back into what you're ready to be right now, the best version of you that you are ready to be? If you like that, say yes. And to me, that's very much related to trust. Whenever we have these confrontations, it's like, can I trust this person? And if I don't, and it's like this, why isn't there a middle ground? Why is it always like there? Someone's out to hurt me or affect me or manipulate me. So if you'd like infinity healing to shift that and just see things for what they truly are, if you like that, say yes. Okay. Anywhere where we get threatened very easily by others, or we project onto them that they're going to harm us, etc. If you'd like infinity healing for that, say yes. This is coming through now just for you guys, just for us. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. Patience is a part of it. If you find yourself not being able to be patient, if you'd like infinity healing for patience, then just say yes. If you'd like an infinity healing for anxiety, not being able to have the material success you're looking for, not being able to accomplish the achievements you're looking for, also to do with exercise, getting movement going on, action going on, if you'd like an infinity healing for that, just say yes. Okay. And then also, if you find yourself wanting to do so many wonderful things, but you're constantly procrastinating them, or it's like, I can never get these things done. There's certain people you'll meet or you've met, and they get things done. And it's like, how do they do that? If we find ourselves not being able to get things done, things are just piling up on top of other stuff, on top of other stuff, and it just gets out of control, and nothing ever gets done, then we know that there might be an imbalance in our root chakra. So if you'd like an infinity healing to master that art of getting things done, completing tasks, clearing procrastination, if you'd like to clear that and have an infinity healing for that, just say yes. Beautiful. Wonderful. So let's take a deep belly breath. Okay. Thank you, Source God. Download into our root chakra all that we need. Transmute whatever's best to transmute. Upgrade it. Harmonize it. Balance it. Heal it. Shift it. Align it. Whatever we start today will continue to be worked on for as long as it needs to until it's completely done, doing everything it knows to do with ultimate ease and grace. Now, would you like to share this healing with your childhood, parents, ancestors, past lives, future lives, parallel lives, present life? If you like that, say yes. If you have children, siblings, if you'd like to share it with them, also just declare out loud by saying yes. Okay. Connecting to the crystal energies. There's certain crystals that are healthy and good for these for this chakra. So if you'd like either to have your higher self place the energy of those crystals directly into the energy field in your being in that area, if you'd like that, say yes. Or we can have the crystals transmit those energies to our group so that it continues to work with our root chakra. If you like that, say yes. Okay? Definitely allowing your higher self to choose something specific to work on, you know, specific for you, for this healing, and to do an infinity healing for whatever your higher self would like to integrate into today's call relating to the root chakra. If you like that, say yes. Okay. And just inviting the universe to manifest into a reality infinite experiences for us to feel taken care of, to feel abundant, to feel supported, to feel loved, to feel taken care of, to feel nurtured, so that we give it to ourselves, the universe gives it to us, people give it to us, life gives it to us, Mother Earth gives it to us, angelic beings, everything and everyone that is for our highest good is offering us feeling supported, feeling loved, feeling taken care of on all levels. If you like that, say yes. Let the universe start manifesting infinite experiences for us to have that, to feel financially free, to feel financially secure, to feel financially abundant, that we're thriving on all levels. There's an infinite supply of love. There's an infinite supply of finances. There's an infinite opportunities out there. There's infinite soulmates that we can connect with, infinite friendships that we can make, soul groups. There's infinite adventures we can have, just infinite, infinite, infinite. To see them, to believe them, to receive them, to ask for them, to say yes to them, to experience them. If you like that, say yes. Okay. Okay, so bring back all your energy from all space, time, and dimensions now into the present moment. Okay, and we're asking Source, God, Universe that we integrate into this healing, that this or something greater will happen, and that we integrate into this healing more than what we even know to ask for. If you like that, say yes. Yes. Take a deep belly breath. Okay. Now, one, two, three, whenever you're ready, you can open up your eyes. Take a deep breath. Take a big stretch. We did a lot, and we have time. So what I'm going to do is invite anyone who would like to do a quick one-on-one live on the call, and we're setting the intention that whoever ends up on the call, that's something that the entire group, not just the group that are here on the live call, but the group that are going to listen to this on as an audio later on, and even the whole, every single person in any future moment who invests in this chakra package, they will receive something that is divine for all of us to receive. So if anyone has any specific challenges with the root chakra, with anything that we talked about, I invite you to come on live on the call. So just give me a second. Okay, just press *7 to talk. Okay, we'll try one more time. So we're going to, also for those that are on the webcast, there is a section on the left where you can actually write in questions. So I invite you to send in any questions or requests for specific healings relating, I know we covered a lot. We covered, a lot of almost everything to do with the roots. So, anyone wants to come on the live, there's an opportunity to do a live one-on-one. And everyone on the webcast, you have an opportunity to send in a question into the Q&A for a specific request. Again, it should be *7 to get on the live call. Wonderful. Okay, going once, going twice, last chance to either send in a request or to get on the live call by pressing *7 to talk. Okay, beautiful. Wonderful. Okay. So, guys, drink lots of water today for the rest of the day. You can journal into your journals. Any shifts you notice in everything that we talked about, definitely feel free to use this recording anytime in the future, whenever you feel you want to feel grounded, you want to feel emotionally secure, you want to feel financially secure. So everything that we talked about is encoded into these recordings, and anytime we listen to them, we'll just receive that much more of a deeper healing, and you'll receive something completely new to you each experience. Every time it's something new, because your higher self will be doing something specific and different, and because it's all set as an intention for ease and grace, it's happening in a way that is really easy and graceful. And it's spreading it out, so every time we listen to it, we'll get a different experience. So that's one. And then two, please feel free to go on to my Facebook page, Tariq Bliss BB. You can go onto the fan page. You can go onto the main page. And I'd love to hear your feedback of any of the experiences you've had from this call. I know a lot of people have been asking about these calls and been wanting to know more about them. So feel free to go to Tariq Bliss BB and just share with us, with our community, what was your experience of today's call? What was your favorite part? What is something that you noticed shifted? And then even in the next few days, if something really magnificent happens, feel free to go onto the page and share with us. You're definitely all invited to the Miracle Journal that is on Facebook. It is a wonderful community of people where almost every single day we're getting on there. There's a miracle vortex, and anything good that happens to us, anything miraculous, whether it's a big thing or a small thing, we're sharing it. And the more we're sharing, the more and more miracles we're all noticing. So very beautiful added value that you can add to your life to receive even more miracles, more support. So for that one, you can either message me on Facebook or you can go directly to Miracle Journal. Okay? All right, then. So lots of love to you. And feel free to send me an email letting me know how this experience was for you. As always, I look forward to connecting with you next month while we do the belly chakra. We're going to do the second chakra, everything related to the belly area, relationships, creativity, sexuality. I really can't wait to facilitate that and to receive that healing, because that's the number two request is relationships. So until then, wishing you lots of love, infinite miracles and blessings, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
The moderator has left the conference.